Welcome, everybody.
Welcome, welcome.
To another.
Exciting.
Thrilling.
Exhilarating.
Awesome, awesome.
Electrifying.
Installment of the V.
A.
Ah,
show.
Only on Active FM.
Yeah.
With your host. Starting with the man who has just signed a contract extension at Barca until 2031. I also signed a contract extension, just so you know. So,
yeah.
Me and Lamine, we're staying at Barca until 2031. The man who's looking forward to next season because his club will rise again, Man City. We will buy Victor Gyokeres. And we will have three strikers that are going to kill people. But it is me, DJ Sticks, and I'm here with...
The man who is hoping to crush Man City's dreams again. We've done it once, we can do it again. The man who is about to win the Conference League.
Okay.
I almost won two titles, but my parents' team decided to lose. So I'm going to have one.
I see where this is going.
The blonde head.
Mm-hmm.
The king of Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony. Don't quote me on that. This is glory. Sorry.
Good to be with you here, Mr. Anthony.
Yeah. And,
we're about to have a very, very exciting show with lots of news, you know, because we've only been done with basically the season for like less than a week. But already things are coming out. Players are leaving clubs. True. Other players are being bought. Managers are rising from the dead and coming back again. There's too much going on. Where do we even start?
Bro, there's a lot going on, but I think let's start. It's only fair if we talk about tonight's final.
In
the Conference League. It's quite interesting because the Conference League is not usually the topic, you know, of the season. It's just one of those things. It's like winning a secondary domestic cup.
Yeah, it's like that cup that no one really cares about, but
you know. Like in England, it's like winning the Carabao Cup.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it feels. It's like, oh, snap, there's a final today. Oh, wow. Conference League final. Okay.
Oh.
Who's playing? Okay.
But for some reason, I don't know if the reason why this is hyped here on the VAR is because, you know, we've got Chelsea playing and we've got Real Betis playing with Anthony in there. And I have reason to believe we are low-key hating on Chelsea.
No, of course.
Of course.
You know, that's why, like, even I was saying to Chloe that I was saying I'm definitely going to watch today's game.
Yeah.
Not because of Chelsea, not because of any other reason, but because of the fact that it is Real Betis and Anthony is there.
He's there.
Because if you knew where this man came from, you know, this is basically like a Cinderella story. This is like those stories where, you know.
Bro, I find it quite interesting because if people knew what we're actually heading for, I don't know if all the Anthony memes would have came when he was transferring.
That's the crazy thing because like people were like sarcastically saying that he'll take over Spain. La Liga better be ready. You know what I'm saying?
They kept showing that video where he was being substituted with that face.
With that face of his, bro. And the lightning in his eyes. But the world was basically roasting this guy because they were expecting him to get there and flop.
Yeah.
But he does the opposite and he gets there and he basically performs well.
It's quite a success story.
Yeah. He might even have scored like the goal of the season.
Bro, which brings me to an interesting point. And initially, I didn't like to admit this. But I look at it now, it's pretty evident. You can't deny it.
Yeah.
Where people say that players' careers get destroyed at Man United. It doesn't make sense. But at the same time, it kind of makes sense. And everything is starting to add up. Again, we're talking about this many times on the show, but you look at the likes of Anthony. You look at the likes of Marcus Rashford performing at Aston Villa.
Yeah.
You look at Scott McTominay,
bro,
who just won a Scudetto in Italy. Please make it make sense.
Huh? Tell me which other player Napoli signed that is basically like...
And I mean, one in particular whose career was not necessarily destroyed by Man United, but because of life decision that he made, he had to go away, Mason Greenwood, joins top goal scorer in League One in France.
That just shows you that if United, like, if, you know, for some, I don't know how, but if things were going well at United and these players who are performing on the highest level in different leagues, if they were all there at United and they were happy to be there, it shows you what could have happened, basically.
Bro, it's like, this shows you how toxic the club is, how toxic the management is, how toxic the fans are. Everything about Man United right now is just really bad.
What is the problem? I still don't know what the problem is, because even with Anthony, there was actually an interview that he did yesterday with TNT Sports.
Yeah.
Where he was basically sharing how, basically at United, things were so bad. Like, in terms of himself, life was so tough. He would go days without eating, days without sleeping. And like, he was even calling his brother and saying to his brother, it's enough, I can't bear this anymore. It just, it makes you ask questions. Because obviously, I don't think it's fully United. I mean, we do know that players do struggle with like settling and stuff.
Yeah.
We've even seen like someone like Julian Alvarez, who has been doing well in people's eyes in Manchester, but actually wasn't really happy.
Yeah.
And now he's at Spain and, you know, speaking Spanish and stuff like that. But basically, Anthony was sharing about how bad it was. And now I'm asking questions. What is really happening behind the scenes? What is going on?
And for me, what's interesting is that why is it only happening now that Ruben Amorim steps up and he starts to shake things around Man United?
Mm.
And there's been a falling out with the players, but then at the same time, he's kind of like, go.
Yeah.
Like, go your way. We'll take that money and buy the players that are going to play for this club.
I mean, literally, because, I mean, in all of our minds, the one player, right, that was never going to be sold, or the one player that you don't even talk about him being sold, is Bruno, basically. I mean, yes, there's the youngsters, there's your Garnachos and the Kobbie Mainoos, but we sort of know if there's like a 70 million offer, chances are this guy's going to go.
Yeah.
But I've heard from you that Emorim has told Bruno as well, Brur, if we get a nice offer for you, you also go.
Bro, literally, hey, it's crazy out here. But at the same time, Bruno has obviously pledged his allegiance to United,
yeah,
saying that he'll play until the club tells him it's time to go.
Yeah.
Which I think is a good thing. But also, again, you know, I watched the Mark Goldbridge video and I agree with his point where he spoke about the fact that, you know, we get obviously your hearts for the team and, you know, we understand that, you know, you want to sort of like keep on proving your point, but we're actually like just tired of all of the sob stories of, you know, people talking about the fact that they want to do more, they want to see more for the club, and actually nothing different has happened. So it's quite an interesting point, and unfortunately in Bruno's case, of course, there's a lot more that they expect and want to do, but the team hasn't always fully been there, and unfortunately, too, all his hard work goes down the drain as a result.
Yeah, but we've already started seeing this cleanup happening. So this past weekend, three players were saying their goodbyes, that being Christian Eriksen, Victor Lindelof, and Johnny Evans.
Yeah.
So already three players that their contracts have expired, they haven't been renewed, basically.
Yeah.
So the cleanup is starting. And, you know, I'm seeing one or two players being linked with Manchester United. Obviously, news just came out that Matías Cunha, we got the here we go from our boy Fabrizio Romano. So he's joining Manchester United for 62.5 million.
That's going to be a very interesting signing. Mm. And one of the reasons that I'm not like particularly like uncertain or nervous about this is because this is a Premier League signing. Proven, he's played in Wolves. What other team has he played in?
In the Prem, I only know Wolves.
Yeah, Wolves. But
he's proven, look, himself.
He's Premier League proven.
Yeah, yeah.
And we need players like that are up for the competition, for the intensity.
Yeah.
And this is going to be something that I'm really looking forward to. So, yeah, big ups to him, man.
Yeah, he also strikes me as one of those confident players.
Yeah, definitely.
Who are also hungry. Not scared to shoot. And I think that's the kind of creativity that Man United needs right now. And one thing to note, he signed a 5-year deal. So I'm sure he's had multiple conversations with Emorim about the future. Because this is a future signing.
So speaking about 5-year deals, we have Barcelona doing child labor. Barcelona details they were signing 17-year-old Lamine Yamal
for a six-year
my contract.
Gosh. Oh
and
my.
Crazy enough, after this six-year contract, guess how old he's going to be? 23.
Only 23.
Only 23.
Boggles my mind.
That is crazy.
It boggles my mind.
Like, he wouldn't even be at his peak.
No. This guy is like, what, 10 years from his peak? 10 years plus.
Oh, my word.
From his, like, and is already. Whew.
No, this is a lot. But yeah, Barca is, I think, from a perspective of deals, they're doing a really good deal. Except the only thing I don't agree with is the 1 billion release clause. Hey. Firstly, unless he's getting bought by like Al Ittihad or Al Nasser or Al Sheikh, I'm just calling out names now because I don't know which. I just made that one up. I don't know if there's an Al Sheikh.
Oh, there probably is, man.
Like,
there probably is.
Unless it's one of those teams or Inter Miami, I don't think anyone is paying a billion euros or dollars for any currency for that matter.
The fact that Messi wasn't, not even Messi could be bought for that price,
bro,
just tells you. So when they do this, I don't know why they do it,
but you see these kind of decisions are what destroys football.
Yes,
if you look at the crazy money transfers now, yes, that people do, it's because of these kind of decisions where for some reason clubs decide that their players have too much value, that they want to put a overly priced price tag on them.
Where they know that no one's going to pay this price.
Like, in my, like, no hate against Mateus Cunha, but he should be paid 40 million. As in, the club should be paid 40 million for him.
Yeah.
I think 62 million is a push. I think 62 million is worth buying a tired Lewandowski.
Yeah. Now, look, Wolves did play smart because he did have his contract run out mid-season. Jan, he was going to be available for free. And then they spoke to the guy. They renewed his contract for 3 years.
Yeah.
So I think that's why his price is the way it is. But also, I do feel like most times Manchester United gets overcharged.
Yeah. Look, one thing I am happy for is that it's not a 80 or 100 million signing. Because...
No, yeah, I mean, based on the track record, Wolves could have said 90 million.
Bro.
Because, yeah, I mean, you want
to
buy him for...
That is mental.
You want to buy him for what? Like, yeah. You know, so, yeah. Barcelona, please don't put this 1 billion dollar euro deals, bro. Like,
some crazy stuff over there.
Keep it simple, 3 years. Do you know who else has signed a 3-year contract?
Who?
And this is not a player, by the way.
Oh, okay.
This is a coach.
Okay.
A coach who happens to have a past with Manchester United. You know? Yeah. You know where I'm going with this.
You know what I mean?
So obviously, Bayer Leverkusen lost their manager, Xabi Alonso.
Unfortunately,
to Real Madrid. Was bound to happen, we all knew.
Real Madrid. Happened.
Yeah, uno, dos, tres. Yes. But now that left a big space for a manager who's going to come with a new vision, a new playing style, bringing in some new players, and that's exactly what Bayer Leverkusen got, and they have signed Erik ten Hag.
Intensity.
Oh, man. There you go.
It's all about the intensity.
Erik ten Hag has signed with Bayer Leverkusen. He is their new head coach, and he is going to be doing something crazy. He's going to be planning something crazy. Whether it's going to work, we will see down the line, but
yeah,
who knows? I'm excited, you know, because with these things, you never know what's going to happen.
I'm also excited for him, mainly because of the way he lost his job at United.
Yeah.
I don't think that was handled accordingly. Mm. I think also, in respect for Ruben Amorim, he could have had a better track record if United had not pushed for a quick signing. Because that's literally what happened.
Yeah.
The club is in trouble. They're at the risk of losing support and funds. So what do they do? A quick signing to make the fans happy because Ruben Amorim is doing good. At least he could have left.
Yeah, like finish your season.
Let Erik ten Hag finish his season respectfully. Who knows where
we might not even have like ended up 17th.
Yeah, we might not have been as bad as what we did. We could have probably won the Europa. I'm not saying we would have, but we could have.
I mean, the guy won 2 trophies in 2 years. So.
Yeah.
Based on that.
He started with a cup that nobody cares about.
and then went
to winning an FA Cup. That says something for someone who has a bad squad. But I think Ruben Amorim could have been given more time. But I'm very happy for Erik ten Hag. I was worried that he'd be jobless for a while.
Yeah.
But now he's got work, and this is with a really good club.
Yeah.
Playing in the German fields, and I really hope he does well. I think his tactics can work there.
Yeah. With managers like Erik ten Hag, right? It takes a club to really trust him. I think that's why it worked at Ajax. And if you look at Bayer Leverkusen, I mean, Xabi Alonso has done a similar thing where he's come to Bayer Leverkusen and basically changed things, the way they played, changed players, everything like that. So I think that as long as Bayer Leverkusen trusts him and give him support, you know, and right now, I believe they have no other choice because your top manager has just left. The players are demoralized. Some players are leaving. Your star players are leaving. Yeah. They've already lost Frimpong to Liverpool. And now it's looking like Wits will also go to Liverpool. So they've lost key players already.
Yeah.
And bigger, more clubs are going to want to go into that Liverkusen squad and take players.
Yeah.
So getting a manager like Ten Hag, put your trust in him, give him the budget. Yeah. And then let's see. Let's see what happens.
I just hope he doesn't go and buy a whole bunch of Ajax players.
Yeah. No, I think he's learned his lesson from the last time. You know, I think in these 7 to 8 months that he's been out, he's been thinking.
He's been thinking.
And now he wants revenge.
Because like out of all of that Ajax squad that he built, there's only a few I would consider. And some could be skeptical, mainly because of injury. But if you look at the likes of the ones that I can say are slightly more on the better end. I was going to say successful, but I don't think successful is the right word for this. But on the better end of the transfers would be players like Manuel Ugarte. He's proven to be a really good midfielder. Mm-hmm. Still needs some polishing, but he's good.
I mean, De Ligt is not bad as well, eh?
Yeah, De Ligt is an awesome defensive signing.
And you guys have him.
Bro. So you look at Manuel Ugarte, you look at De Ligt, you look at Mazraoui. Mazraoui, top right back, underrated. I'll say that over and over. Way underrated.
Martinez.
Lisandro Martinez has been in injury since forever.
Yeah.
The
butcher. I mean...
Mason Mount was looking promising, but he hasn't given us enough to speak about yet. So that one we'll have to wait and see.
You know, I didn't hear you mention Andre Onana there.
No. Andre Onana, he unfortunately, has been a disaster.
Yeah.
From the moment he sold David De Gea, I knew that was not a good thing. And he was hyped because he went far with Italy. I mean, not Italy, sorry. Inter.
Yes.
To the Champions League, but that doesn't mean anything.
I mean, yeah,
David De Gea has been there through the summer, through the winter.
Oh my gosh! If you guys still had him, the painful part about his departure was that he didn't want to leave.
He didn't.
But obviously, the treatment he was given was
I still don't
awful.
Understand.
It was so bad.
Day.
It was so
how do
bad.
You do that to a Golden Glove Premier League?
Multiple Golden Gloves.
Like he won the Golden Glove. On the season, he was booted out.
I mean, you know. So, hopefully things do improve for Manchester United. Yes, like we said, there are plenty of signings happening. And we're going to be updating you guys every single time that we come on the show. But to end the show on a sadish note.
Yeah.
Real Madrid loses not only their coach, but their captain, the Croatian maestro. The man who's been running the midfield for over a decade now.
Ish.
At the Bernabeu, Luka Modric says goodbye.
It's been a long time coming.
We've seen it coming, but Luka Modric says his goodbyes at the Bernabeu.
What do you think is next for him?
Okay, well, currently, I mean, the immediate future is obviously he's going to play one last time for Madrid in the Club World Cup.
Yeah.
And this Club World Cup is looking it's looking so exciting. I mean, there's so much hype on this thing.
Yeah.
I mean, players are even going to certain clubs specifically for the Club World Cup. I think CR7 will be there. Yeah, so it's looking crazy. But after Madrid, we don't know. We don't know what the plan is yet. We will update you guys. But it's probably going to be MLS. Yeah, it's probably going to be MLS.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to pull a Saudi move. I see like MLS, maybe even Inter Miami, Messi, Modric, first time ever, you know?
Maybe China.
You know, these things, they all depend on the wives. They seriously do.
Look.
They seriously do.
You can't even deny that. Just look at what happened to Man City this season. Pep got divorced.
Pep got divorced because he renewed a contract. That's all he did. He just renewed a contract, added an extra 2 years. The wife's like, what? Brr, our plan was to go to Dubai. And then she leaves him. And that's it for Man City. You know, that's it. But yeah, we will see what happens for Luka Modric. Madrid obviously losing another key player. I think now their iconic trio has now been officially disbanded. Yeah.
Yeah.
Modric was the last of that era. So they will have a new, fresh, you know, full-on midfield trio.
Yeah.
So we will see how that works out for them.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I think on that said note, we will end the show. And looking forward to tonight. Your prediction for the Conference League final?
I just hope Real Betis wins.
Yeah.
I know someone in particular who I want to shove it in their face. Will they see my post? Maybe they will, maybe not. But yeah, it's fine anyway. Yeah. Then all the other Chelsea fans can see it.
Yeah, I think Real has a bit of an advantage there, because Chelsea just got a Champions League football.
Yeah,
confirmed. So I think they're gonna be going into this game relaxed. They're gonna be going into this game thinking whatever happens, happens. So if Real Betis come in with the correct energy and score early, I believe that Anthony will be crowned Conference League champion.
Because even like one of the reason in particular to the person that I'm referring to who is a Chelsea fan,
mm-hmm.
Recently when Man United went against Chelsea and lost 1-0, he put a post of a Chelsea player eating something for lunch and the Man United logo was on the plate. So Chelsea fans, beware.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Please beware and please come back next week as we share more. But this has been the VAR
Show.
We're signing out.
Peace.